The pass catchers under Frank Reich and Nick Sirianni are going to be made up of more than just one stud wide receiver. But with T.Y. Hilton being the only receiver who has proven himself a starter on the Colts roster, we understand the steady stream of questions about the wideouts and the long list of names that are currently on the Colts roster. So we are going to do a little wideout 101 and get to know some of those names that make up the wide receiving core for the Colts right now. Four names you should be pretty familiar with as Colts fans are, of course, T.Y. Hilton, Chester Rogers, K.J. Brent, who spent some time on both the practice squad and active roster in 2017, and Krishan Hogan, an Indiana native who spent most of the 2017 season on the active roster before being put on injured reserve. Now, outside of those four, there are seven free agents and two draft picks. As for the free agents, Ryan Grant was signed after completing his rookie contract with the Redskins. There are also five players who the Colts signed to a future reserve contract who are now on the roster, two of which are former draft picks from the Bills and 49ers. Now, Chris Ballard made some pretty positive comments on this group back in free agency when asked about the depth at wide receiver. So I wouldn't be surprised to see at least one of these players rise through the depth chart this offseason. And then there is one undrafted free agent out of Syracuse. But we're not quite done yet. The Colts drafted some speed and athleticism in the later rounds of this year's draft in Rhys Fountain and Deion Kane. Now, I know the question that everyone really wants the answer to is who's going to fill in those starting roles behind T.Y. Hilton. And we're going to have to wait a little bit longer for an official answer. But we did hear from Chester Rogers and Ryan Grant earlier this week who said the competition is wide open. And they're excited about that. And for Rogers, he's making sure his health isn't going to be what disqualifies him from this competition.
Last year was a complete, you know, roller coaster emotionally, physically, you know, being in position to be the, you know, starter and getting injured and just battling for those 8 weeks, then coming back. Like I said, it was a roller coaster, but now I feel like I'm more prepared. I'm healthy. I've done changes, you know, in my diet and just how I'm preparing for the game, you know, to get my body right to prevent all those knick-knack injuries. So I just feel completely better.
Now, Rogers went on to say that he started practicing Pilates and working on protecting himself from those soft tissue injuries he couldn't quite seem to escape last year. Once rookie minicamp is complete, the entire receiving corps will take the field for the first time as the Colts continue through phase two and officially begin those OTA practices. So hang tight, but stay excited and keep those questions coming because this no doubt is going to be an exciting group to watch this offseason. For the Colts, I'm Caroline Cann.